This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Seth Everett, our National Baseball Insider, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. So, Seth, I don't know if you had a chance to see it, but I went to the game and bought tickets. I got tickets as a fan on Sunday. Had a kind of a rough experience. Took some video of it. People got upset about it. The baseball fans that wanted to see the baseball game want to see a baseball game, and the fans that just want to get up and roam the aisles and drink and kind of really don't realize the experience around those, how much the view was blocked. But basically an entire half inning, we saw maybe three, four pitches tops because of the fan experience. So baseball to me, and I think this is probably the bigger discussion, is at a little bit of a crossroads to try to keep, I don't want to say the younger generation because that's not the way to put it, but those that have the speedier life mentality of today's day and age with phones, and I'm going to get up and do what I want, and I'm going to roam around and go get the craft beers and all the different foods and all the different things that the stadium tells me to do. They want to do that while the baseball people want to watch baseball. You're trying to keep the attention of everybody. Are they immersing themselves too thin to try to make everybody happy and not keeping one group specifically happy?
Well, I did see your tweets about it, and I saw what you're talking about, but what I'll say is my biggest suggestion is make a lot more contact, because I think what's happening is you cannot take people with shorter attention spans and make a game slower. And so what happens is people walk around. I have said all along, I don't sit through nine innings. I was at the Astros-Yankees game on Saturday. I must have done three laps. You know, my watch was, you know, telling me, you know, I hit all these milestones for steps. And, you know, what happens is the activity is not action-packed. And I'm not asking it to be hockey, not asking it to be football, but I want it to be a little bit more. And I think that's the big problem, because when you have young people, you know, the social aspect of going to a ballpark or any venue for a concert or a show or a comedy show or whatever it happens to be, there's a social aspect of it. If you take that out, we literally have no reason to leave our houses. And so if you want to encourage young people to be there, you have to make it more engaging. And I don't think baseball can do it.
So what is baseball, in your opinion? So if I'm sitting in the commissioner's office and I'm saying, okay, I got a little bit of a problem here, what do you do?
Well, suspend Mickey Callaway. But what should the commissioner's office do about fan engagement?
Yeah.
This is the problem. The problem is these teams are teaching things like launch angle. And, you know, I tweeted over the weekend, baseball didn't like it, the thing about Walker Buehler. Walker Buehler of the Dodgers struck out 16 Colorado Rockies. And I'm sorry, that's not as great a feat anymore. There's something less than. There are 22 teams. I don't know if you heard this stat, Bill. There are 22 teams currently on pace to hit 200 or more home runs. There are six teams currently on pace to lose 100 games. That means out of 30, 28 teams are either hitting 200 home runs or losing 100 games. There's no middle ground anymore. And so what's happened is teams are either doing the same old thing, or they're not doing it and thus having no hope. So the idea of mediocre lousy doesn't exist anymore. It's either you're god-awful or you have an offense that's going to hit over 200 home runs.
So basically we're talking about just simply the – which is what I've said all along. Look, the product on the field has to take care
product
of itself.
On the field.
And that's the biggest thing for me. So do we start talking about – getting rid of the shift and additional look, I don't know how to make baseball better. You know what I mean? I mean, baseball is the game of baseball. We're
either
into launch angles and sabermetrics and everything else.
No, I wish I had a better solution. All I can do is back up my claim, you know, because I don't want it to sound like I am some curmudgeon who doesn't like, you know, what I cover. I watch this sport every day. I'm immersed in it, and I see the same things all the time. And what I ask all the time is I just want a better product. And I've told you this story before. I had conversations with current GMs, and one GM said to me, we are in the business of winning. We are not in the business of entertaining you. And so I saw the one point that you were trying to make on social media about you should not let anybody in the section. Like, you shouldn't be able to get up until the inning is over or the half inning is over. To me, that's rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. Like, that's not going to change the on-field product. And what I've noticed is in a lot of markets, now Milwaukee is immune to this because they've had 2 years. You know, they made the playoffs last year. They're in a pennant race this year. Milwaukee is not, you know, dealing with this. But look at the attendance numbers in San Francisco. Look in Texas. Look in Anaheim. Look in Seattle. You know, these are beautiful ballparks that are just empty. And I don't know how to put people in the seats. And, you know, the story, and I'm sorry I'm going on a tangent, but the story this week about investigating Montreal as a potential home. Bill, you and I talked about that 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're first realizing that Tampa's not going to budge. And, you know, I talked to one person down in Tampa, and they said that lease is up in 2027, is ironclad. So do you remember when we first started talking about it? And it was like, well, Tampa Bay had this lease to go to 2027 anyway, so they weren't going anywhere. They're not going anywhere. But you know something? 2028, they'll be playing in Montreal.
Yeah, I was going to say, because baseball had given them permission to start talking to Montreal about the possibility of playing half a season there. How do you how would you then – I mean, how do you take your home team and your and move it? And how what do you do with your families and your kids? And, I mean, baseball's really – I mean, that's
– that is dumb. It's a dumb thing, and I don't know how Manfred said it with a straight face. I'll be honest.
Right.
I don't know how he said it with a straight face. And, you know, we were there. I was planning on going to that owners meeting on that Thursday, but I had just put out the David Ortiz podcast where I accused Manfred of some things, and I was suggested not to go.
Okay. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, hey, if you're ruffling feathers, maybe you're just doing your job. Well, you know what I mean?
Well, my whole point about it is, you know, I've had an open invite for for Rob Manfred to come on Sports with Friends, and he hasn't. And he's a guy I've known for a number of years. And ever since the first Baseball Cop podcast, remember that thing we talked about, you know, back in November of last year?
Right.
Ever since that podcast, I'm not planning on having Manfred on anytime soon. I am trying to get Adam Silver, though. So if you know anybody at the NBA.
I will certainly try. Hey, let me ask you this. What about the owners? Because the owners obviously have to be biting their nails a little bit. I mean, what about the owners? What are they collectively doing, do you think, that they feel is going to make their sport better?
Well, the idea that, you know, we're talking about a sport that you have to have a certain mindset that this is, you know, a full-on crisis. And what I have noticed is there are some owners that are in denial. A lot of people think that this is something that just goes in circles, that everything is cyclical and it'll all come back. And I don't see how it is, because this isn't a steroid era. This isn't a change in the quality of the athlete. This is a situation where you're teaching things like launch angle. You're teaching strikeouts are okay. You're teaching these things. And so, you know, when use the New York Yankees as the example. The Yankees welcomed back last week Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton. One of the things that they had done very well, and people said, oh, what a marvel that they were able to, you know, win all those games with those two big guys on the shelf. Yes, but what they were able to do was generate offense, and they were able to go first to third. They were able to drive in runs without a home run. And now you brought in two guys that are feast or famine guys. How does that change the context of their offense? And they might produce more runs, but you can't tell me their offense is better.
Also, when it comes to the all or nothing, there's no way to get around it. I think pitching sucks in baseball, to be honest with you. I think there's probably 5 to 10 really, really good pitchers when it comes to starters. Go ahead.
Do you agree with me on Walker Buehler? Walker Buehler struck out 16 Colorado Rockies.
Yep.
That is, to me, a big shrug of the shoulders. That's not a feat anymore. Ron Guidry struck out 18 batters in 1978. That's freaking hard. Because guys didn't strike out back then.
Right. Well, Kerry Wood, when he had his record-breaking day.
20, that was a good example.
He had an amazing run.
Right. Those are amazing feats. I'm not saying that a 20-strikeout performance isn't a fantastic achievement. But what's happening now is, you know, if a guy's on his game, there's no reason why he's not going to get 16 strikeouts. You could even argue that it would have been a more economical performance if he had, you know, thrown a couple of balls in play, you know, even if they were ground balls to second. But they don't do that because the shift has created a world where launch angle is the idea. So guys will make sure that if they make contact, they are driving the ball into the gap or over the fence. And if they're not, they're not making contact. So Walker Buehler gets 16 strikeouts, and it's no big look.
Always good to talk, my friend. Enjoy the rest of your week. We'll talk some more baseball next week. I'm looking forward to it because I'm hoping things either stay the same so we can continue to bash or things change dramatically so we continue to analyze.
Well, I say this about Milwaukee. There are probably six good teams in the National League. You're one of them.
Happy to be there. I get it. I'm happy to be there. So it's all fantastic. So good stuff.
Could be worse. Could be the Pittsburgh Pirates.
All right, buddy. You have a good week. We'll talk to you soon. All right. Talk to you soon. There you go. That is our good friend from Seth Everett, the National Baseball Insider, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.